ومن يدلل فلا هادي الله. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإن أصدق الهدي كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، والحمد لله وإله الحمد. Here at Masjid Ansar al-Sunnah, located in Paterson, New Jersey, we are having our second session with our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Maliki, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, where he is taking us through the book, The Important Lessons for Every Muslim, by our beloved Sheikh bin Baz, Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Without any further ado, we turn the mic over to our beloved Sheikh, Baz al-Fadl, Alhamdulillah, Barakallahu Fikum, Ya Sheikhuna.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. حياكم الله أيها الإخوة في مسجد أنصار السنة في مدينة نيوجيرسي في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية. Dear brothers and sisters in the mosque of أنصار السنة in New Jersey and the United States of America. حياكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We said in the last lesson, which was an introduction to the book, and we spoke a little bit about the author. Now, we said that we are going to speak about Surah Al-Fatiha today. Now, Surah Al-Fatiha, as the Shaykh said here, he began this important lesson with lesson number one, and as he advised, to teach the proper recitation as well as the explanation of these surahs, beginning with Surah Al-Fatiha and the small surahs of the Quran from Juz Amma, as these surahs are the surahs one need in his salah, especially Surah Al-Fatiha, which is obligatory to memorize and recite very well. Naam. Surah Al-Fatiha has many different names mentioned in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith. From this is it is called Surah Al-Fatiha because two things start with the Quran, starts with Surah Al-Fatiha, and the Salah. Every prayer must begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. Must begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. As in the hadith, of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Imam Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man lam yaqra' bi fatihatil kitab فصلاته خداج خداج ثلاث." He said that, he repeated that three times. He said خداج 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 غير تمام. And خداج means very weak, like the newborn baby is called خديج in Arabic, and this means that he is very weak to resist any viruses and illnesses, etc. So Surah Al-Fatiha is called Surah Al-Fatiha because it begins, and it, yani the Quran starts with it, begins with it, and also the prayers. We cannot recite any surah before Fatiha in the Salah. We have to begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. And any surah to recite in Salah, that is Sunnah, that is optional. But Surah Al-Fatiha is one of the pillars of Salah. There are 14 pillars for Salah. One of them is Surah Al-Fatiha, which if anybody missed, his Salah is invalid. And the second name given to Surah Al-Fatiha is Ummul Kitab. Is Ummul Kitab. So Surah Al-Fatiha is also called Ummul Kitab, as in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Imam Bukhari in his book As-Sahih. He said that we were, me and some of the companions were on a journey when we stopped by a village, asked the people of that village to give us some food and drink as they were very hungry, but they refused to host them. So they moved and they found some shades nearby that town, shades of trees. So they had a rest in those shades. While they were resting there, a she slave, a female slave of from that village, came to them and asked, saying that the sheriff of this village was stung with a scorpion. So is there any one of you who can do ruqya, or knows how to do the ruqya? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately said, yes, I can do ruqya, but I won't do it until you give us a reward. And he named the reward that he wanted. So they gave them 30 heads of sheep, and they gave them milk too. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri got the sheep and moved. His companions blamed him for taking a reward for reciting the Quran. And when they reached Medina, they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri got a reward for reciting a surah of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before that, his companions asked him, how did you know how to do ruqya? Do you know how to, have you ever knew to do ruqya? He said, no, I never come to know how to do ruqya. But I only do ruqya whenever I need by reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. So when they reached Medina, they complained to Rasulullah ﷺ. They complained that he got reward for reciting the Quran, because this wasn't known to them. So the Prophet ﷺ called him and said, What made you to know that Surah Al-Fatiha is Ruqya? And this question is not for to give answer, but it is a kind of approving what Abu Sa'id al-Khudri has done. So the Prophet ﷺ is approving what Abu Sa'id al-Khudri has done by reciting Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times. And then the man stood like if he wasn't stung before. Then he said, give me my share of these sheaves that you got as a reward. And he did not say that because he needed to have some sheaf, but it's only to show the other Sahaba who were with Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that it is permissible to take a reward for reciting the Quran, not just a normal recitation, but as the ruqya, to do the ruqya. This is the second name, and also it is called Ummul Quran. It is called also Ummul Quran. Now, and it is called Al-Quran itself, Al-Quran Al-Azim. It is called Al-Quran Al-Azim. And Al-Sab' Al-Mathani. Al-Sab' Al-Mathani. Al-Mathani, the ulama said that it is either from the word Sana, meaning praising, because each ayah of this surah is a praise to Allah. It is praising Allah Ta'ala. So, that's why it is called the Sab' al-Mathani, because there are 7 ayats and each one is considered to be praising itself, praising to Allah. And there is other saying, there is other opinion in regard to why it is called the Sab' al-Mathani. They said that it is repeated, or it repeats in each ayah of it the same meaning of what is in all of it. Now, because it's all praising. Na'am. And it is called the Quran al-Azim. Why? Simply because everything in the Quran refers back to these 7 ayats. Because these 7 ayats are praising to Allah, admitting the names and attributes of Allah, admitting the weakness of mankind, admitting that Allah is the Lord of all universes, seeking help with Allah Ta'ala, affirming that we worship none but Allah Ta'ala, and also seeking guidance from Allah Ta'ala, which are the base or the root of every ayah in the Quran. And that's why in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Sunan, with a good chain of narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Surah Al-Fatiha, وَإِنَّا سَبْعٌ مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. Verily it is 7 of Mathani. And we already spoke about Mathani. وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمَ الَّذِي أُعْطِيتُ. And it is the noble Quran, the grand Quran that I was given. that I was given. And it is called Alhamdu because it begins with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And it is called As-Salah. It is called As-Salah, the prayers. As in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala, where he, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said that I hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, قال الله عز وجل, Allah عز وجل said, قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين. I divided the prayer, the prayer that you do, like Dhuhr, Asr, whatsoever as a prayer. Here the prayer does not mean the dua or the supplication, but it means the prayer that we do, which contains of standing, ruku', sujood, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, I divided the prayer into two shares. One share for me, one share for my slave. And then Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ حَمِدَنِي عَبْدِي So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if the slave says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah then say, my slaves has praised me. وَإِذَا قَالَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ قَالَ أَثْنَى عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي If the slave says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah then say, my slave thanked me. And when the slave says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Ta'ala says Athna Alayya Abdi, my slave has praised me. Wa qala marratan fawwada ilayya abdi, my slave has referred things back, everything back to me. As Afwan. Sorry, this is in the other ayah. وَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ, and when the slave says, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ قَالَ اللَّهُ مَجَّدَنِي عَبْدِي Allah then says, my slave glorified me. And in other saying that Allah Ta'ala said, my slave referred everything back to me. Because he is saying that Allah is the Lord of the day of judgment, and the one who is the day, who is the Lord of the day of judgment, must be the Lord of all the days, of all other days. فَإِذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَسَأَلٌ And when the slave says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You alone we worship, you alone we seek help from, or with. Then Allah Ta'ala says, this is between me and my slave, and I will give to my slave whatever he asks. فَإِذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال الله هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل And when the slaves say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Allah Ta'ala then says This is for my slave And for him, I will give whatever he asks. So this is why Surah Al-Fatiha is called As-Salah. As-Salah. And also from the names given to Surah Al-Fatiha, As-Shifa and the Ruqya. And these two for the hadith of Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri we mentioned earlier. سورة الفاتحة included the three types of توحيد. سورة الفاتحة included the three types of توحيد. And included توحيد الربوبية in the saying of Allah رب العالمين. So you are admitting that Allah is the Rabb of all the universes. He is the Lord. He is the Lord of all the universes. And also when you say Allah, you are admitting the Godhood to Allah. When you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you are also admitting the Godhood to Allah. And also it includes توحيد الأسماء والصفات. And that is when you say الرحمن الرحيم نعم مالك يوم الدين. These are names and attributes. Allah, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك, all these are attributes of Allah تعالى. And also it includes or it contains praising Allah and glorifying Him and thanking Him for all what He bestows on His slaves. It contains also the obligation or the bliss between the slave and his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you are saying, oh my Lord, I promise that I worship none but you. I seek help from no one but you. So you need to be careful, because you already promised your Lord that you don't worship but Him. You don't seek help from anyone but Him alone. And also it includes supplication when you say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This is a supplication. So Alhamdulillah, Alhamdu is the absolute thankfulness and praising. Is to be to Allah Ta'ala, is to be due to Allah, is due to Allah Ta'ala alone. And Allah Ta'ala loves praising, and He likes that His slave praises Him. So we should always praise Allah Ta'ala and thank Him and remember Him. And anything of Allah, رب العالمين, رب means the Lord, the owner, the one who has the absolute right to do whatever with his slaves. But He, Allah Ta'ala, always do good to those obedient slaves. Al-alamin, as the ulama say, means all the universes. Everything other than Allah is alam, is the universe. We have many different universes, many different alam. We have alam al-insan, we have the universe which is the insan, the mankind, we have the jinn, we have the animals, we have the insects, we have the birds, we have the fish, we have the trees, we have many billions of creation that Allah alone knows about them. For He's the one who created them all. And He's the one who's sustaining them and controlling or having the control over their lives. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Two names include the attribute of Rahmah, which is mercy. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman, the one who provides mercy to all mankind, Muslims and non-Muslims, obedience and disobedience. But Ar-Rahim is the one who provides mercy only to the believers. As he Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 43, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And He, meaning Allah, was so merciful and so gracious with the believers, although He was, or they were included in the mercy that He bestowed on all the creation, but yet He gave them another mercy, which is to keep them upon the guidance until they meet Him and stand before Him on the day of resurrection, earning His pleasure. Maliki. Maliki, there are two different recitation or ways of recitation of this. Maliki and Malik. Maliki. And both have the same meaning. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Maliki meaning the owner of the day of resurrection. Maliki meaning the king on that day. And it is as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ghafir, ayah 16. And that is when Allah Ta'ala makes everything die, including the angel of death. They all die. Everything die. As what Allah Ta'ala said, كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Everything is going to be everything is going to die except for He, Allah alone, who never dies. And in this ayah of Surah Ghafir, Allah Ta'ala says, لمن الملك اليوم, for whom the dominion is today. And that is on that day, on the day of resurrection. لله, and no one will answer because everything, every living existence has died on that day. So who will answer this question? He, Allah Himself, saying, لله, for Allah, الواحد القادر, the only one, the only powerful. يوم الدين. الدين means the judgment. الدين means the judgment. And that's why the religion is called deen, because the judgment is only made based on that. Based on that. No judgment for other than the deen. The deen is the matter of judgment. As Allah Ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. He, whoever does anything good, will see it on that day. And he, whosoever does anything bad, will see it on that day. So Allah Ta'ala is the king on that day. And no king other than him. And no king other than him. All these kings will be equal to every one of their people. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ meaning we worship not but you alone. That's the meaning of it. We worship not but you alone. That is the exact meaning of it. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ and we seek help from no one but you alone. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا means guide us. You are now invoking and supplicating, asking your Lord to guide you, as He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith, as in the hadith. The authentic hadith. يا عبادي كلكم ضالون إلا من هديتم فاستهدوني أهدكم. All my slaves, you all are misguided, except for those whom I provide guidance to. So seek guidance from me, I will give it to you. And guidance is mentioned in the Quran of two types. As mentioned in the Quran of two types. One type is, or one type means to show the people the truth. To show the people the truth. To guide them to the truth. To show them the way. And that is for the prophets and their inheritors, the scholars and the students of knowledge. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as in Surah Al-Qasas, Ayah 56. Sorry, as in Surah Al-Shura, Ayah 52. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ. That means, O Muhammad, you do guide to the right path. That's your position, that's your duty, to guide people, to show them where the right path is. The second time is what Allah Ta'ala informed Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it does not belong to him. Rather than that, it can belong to anyone else other than Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qasas, Ayah 36, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي. Look at that. There in Surah Al-Shura, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي. لَتَهْدِي. Quick. Sharp lamb, latahdi. That lamb is called to confirm, is used to confirm the meaning or the verb used here, which means that it is to confirm that he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, guides, meaning that he shows the right path to the people. But the second one, it was a short lamb. It was a short lamb. Innaka Latahdi. Not La Tahdi, that's wrong. Latahdi means it's to confirm. Islam to confirm. Means it is confirmed that you guide to the right path. You do guide to the right path. O Muhammad, you do guide to the right path. And the first one, إنك لتهدي. In the second one, when he صلى الله عليه وسلم came to guide his uncle, Abu Talib, who supported him, he could not provide him guidance. He said, Allah Ta'ala said, you guide not whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wills. You guide not whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wills. Now, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. الصراط also has two different ways of pronouncing it. I mean, in the way and the ways of recitation. It is الصراط, which is common, and it is also الزراط with زاي الزراط. نعم. And that's in other way of reciting the Quran. As-sirat al-mustaqim is the right path, which is not today. Sorry. As-sirat al-mustaqim, first of all, it means the things that lead to that path. What is that? It is the path of dunya, meaning the Quran and the Sunnah. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. As Allah Ta'ala said in the other ayah, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّرَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. His سبيل المؤمنين is the right, the straight path. Now, and then Allah Ta'ala described this path, said, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Who are those? He, Allah Ta'ala, told us, who are those أنعمت عليهم? The path of those whom you blessed. Whom those ones who Allah Ta'ala blessed? Allah Ta'ala told us about them in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 69. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Those are going to be with the ones whom Allah Ta'ala blessed. من النبيين. From the life of the prophets. والصديقين. And the people who believe in whatever been descended. والشهداء, the martyrs. والصالحين, the righteous, the people of righteousness. So these are the ones who are called أنعمت عليهم سورة الفاتحة. And then Allah Ta'ala disputed this path from the other path, which is for the disbelievers and disobedience. As He, Allah Ta'ala said, غير المغضوب عليهم. Meaning, the right path other than the path of those who you are unpleased with, and those are the Jews. The Jews. And not, neither the path of the misguided ones, and those are the Christians. The Yahud are called مغضوب عليهم, or unpleased with, because they knew the truth and they opposed it intentionally. While the Christians did not know the truth, the proper religion, and they worshipped Allah by things that they innovated. They invented and innovated. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala said, whoever is corrupted, is misguided, is misled from the scholars of ours, Muslims, then he is someone who has similarity with the Yahud, because he knew the truth and he opposed it. And whoever been misled in the issue of or from amongst the worshippers of ours, then he has a similarity with the Nasara, with the Christians, simply because the Christians, the Nasara, worship Allah with no any proofs, with ways that they innovate. So this is Surah Al-Fatiha, which the Prophet ﷺ said, who never recites in the Salah, then his Salah is Khidaj, Khidaj, Khidaj. And the ulama have different opinions in regard to the ma'moom, the follower of the imam. Should he recite Surah Al-Fatiha or should he not? The ulama have three different opinions or more. One type of ulama said that he doesn't recite Surah Al-Fatiha at all. If he is the follower, whether he is, whether it is Dhuhr, Asr, or Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr, he should not recite. Either when they say in the silent Salah or in the Asr Salah. In both, the Ma'moom does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and this opinion is belongs to Al-Hanafiya or Al-Ahnaf, people who are Abu Madhab of Abu Hanifa. Others said the Ma'moom should recite when the Imam is silent, is not reciting, whether in the Asr Salah or the silent Salah. The other opinion says that he has to recite it whether in the silent Salah or in the Asr Salah. And that is the proper opinion. That is the proper opinion in regard to reciting the Fatiha behind the Imam. Whether you hear him or you don't hear him, whether he is praying loud recitation prayers or silent prayers. In both you have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. As Imam Bukhari said in his book Sahih, in the book of Salah, in the chapter of the obligation of recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, for all, the Imam, the Ma'moom and the Munfarid. The Imam is the leader. The Ma'moom is the one who is being led in the prayer, and the Munfarid, the one who prays by himself alone. And by that, we come to the end of our session today. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the ilm and the proper knowledge and the wisdom and sincerity, certainty, and the establishment on our religion. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
جزاك الله خير وبارك الله فيك يا شيخنا.
وفيكم بارك الله حياكم الله.
بإذن الله تعالى we'll click back with you on next Saturday بإذن الله تعالى. We ask Allah SWT to bless you, ya Shaykh, to make this action for you heavy upon the Bidan. Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah.
Ameen. Wa iyyakum, wa hayyakum Allah, wa baraka feekum, wa jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.